KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies, 78 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high of 92. A heat advisory is in effect for Cass and area counties until 7 p.m. Good morning for morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Let's take a breakdown of that heat advisory again. So for Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, heat advisory remains in effect this evening until 7 o'clock. For Guthrie and Dallas counties, the heat advisory will be in effect from noon today until 7 p.m. Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, a heat advisory continues until 9 this evening. And then for tomorrow, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Harrison, and Shelby counties will have a heat advisory in effect from 11 a.m. Wednesday until 9 p.m. Heat indices both days are expected to be anywhere from 106 to 108 degrees. So drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of direct sunlight, and check up on your relatives and friends. And take any extra precautions if you happen to be outside working. And when possible, schedule strenuous activity to early morning or evening hours. In the news this morning, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County on Monday arrested 74-year-old man from Villisca on felony sexual abuse and other charges. Davis Charles Crawford was taken into custody for sexual abuse in the second degree, a Class B felony, lascivious acts with a child, a Class C felony, and enticing a minor, also a Class C felony. Crawford was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $25,000 bond. Deputies from the Adams County Sheriff's Office assisted in that investigation. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported 5 arrests over the past week. Last Thursday, 18-year-old Jonathan Scott Clark of Fontenelle was arrested for disorderly conduct threat. He was taken into custody by Fontenelle police at around 8:45 p.m. after getting into a verbal altercation with another male that threatened to turn physical. Clark was released that same evening on a $300 cash or surety bond. At around 12:50 p.m. Thursday, 41-year-old James Bernard Block of Cumberland was arrested at the Adair County Jail. On an Adair County warrant for failure to serve a jail sentence, he remained in the jail without bond on Monday until sentence is completed. On August 3rd, 40-year-old Timothy Robert Hudeck of Creston was transferred from Creston Police to Adair County Deputies Authority. And on an Adair County warrant for domestic abuse assault second offense, Hudeck was released later that day on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. A man from Illinois was arrested August 1st in Adair County following a traffic stop that resulted in a 4-county pursuit where speeds approached 120 miles per hour. The incident began when a trooper on patrol in Adair County on I-80 at around 8:30 p.m. 1 mile west of Menlo saw a black Honda Accord coming up fast in the left lane behind the trooper's vehicle. The vehicle was clocked at 90 miles per hour as it passed. When he attempted to stop the Honda, the driver, later identified as 37-year-old Ramakrishna Gatna of Springfield, Illinois, failed to yield and acknowledged the trooper when he pulled up alongside beside the Honda and tried to get Gatna's attention. The car continued eastbound, with speeds increasing to 120 miles per hour as it entered Madison, Dallas, and even Polk counties. Spike strips deployed by a Dallas County deputy were effective in blowing out one tire of the Honda, but the vehicle continued at 90 miles per hour while the tire continued to shred rubber. Spike strips were deployed once again, causing both the driver's side tires to deflate and shed some tread. As the car approached the Jordan Creek exit, it went out of control and into the south ditch. It continued through the ditch and jumped a small terrace before getting back onto I-80 eastbound, approaching the West Mixmaster and trying to exit onto I-35. The car went out of control again and finally crashed into the south ditch, landing on its side. Gatna refused law enforcement commands to lay on the ground and was taken into custody at gunpoint. While he was being transported by ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines, Gatna escaped and took off on foot down the interstate. He was taken into custody, restrained on a gurney, and sedated. Authorities said the man was unable to answer questions or make any sense, for that matter. Inside his vehicle, they found several open containers of alcohol and a basket that he'd used for a toilet. Gatna was charged with OWI first offense, reckless driving, and eluding. His bond was set at $5,000. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said also that on August 1st at around 12:40 a.m., a traffic stop on Highway 25 near Orient resulted in the arrest of 32-year-old Justin Michael Shannon of Greenfield. He was taken into custody for OWI first offense, cited, and later released. A pursuit in Creston early Saturday morning resulted in a crash. According to Creston police, a 2004 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 31-year-old Melvin Stewart Alexander of Creston was involved with a pursuit with officers at around 2 a.m. Saturday when the pickup ran off the road and, in attempts to beat a train at a railroad crossing, struck a railway crossing arm. As Alexander was jumping out of the pickup, the vehicle struck a drainage tube off the Supreme Cleaners parking lot at Montgomery and Division Streets in Creston before finally coming to rest. Alexander was not injured in the crash. The pickup sustained $6,000 damage and was declared a total loss. Damage to the railroad crossing arm was estimated at $1,340, while the drainage tube owned by Supreme Cleaners sustained $50 damage. The police report did not indicate if Alexander was arrested or will face any charges, despite, according to the report, having operated the vehicle in a reckless, erratic, careless, and/or negligent manner and illegally driving around grade crossing rates. Well, the derecho that struck Iowa a year ago hit an area of the state that had been hit by a tornado just 25 months earlier. Marshalltown City Administrator Jessica Kinzer, who is a native of Walnut, says before she was able to see for herself, the city's police chief described the magnitude of the derecho's damage.
Chief Tupper had sent me a text message that said, it looks like an entire tornado hit the community. And that had such an emotional impact because I knew what the tornado was and how bad that was.
Marshalltown Mayor Joe Greer's initial assessment was that Marshalltown looked like a war zone again. Marshall County Emergency Management Coordinator Kim Elder led the process of assessing the damage of the second massive disaster in the middle of a pandemic.
I kind of felt sorry for all of us involved because it just kept hitting 1, 2, 3.
A year after the derecho, Marshalltown officials say the community has bounced back stronger than ever. Dory Tamman manages Riverside Cemetery in Marshalltown, one of the areas that was hardest hit a year ago. She admits there's a sense of deja vu whenever the skies begin to darken.
I used to be one of those people who kind of like thunderstorms, but now they're they don't seem as fun as they used to be.
The August 10th derecho is considered the costliest thunderstorm in the history of the country. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.